I'm John Naber, who's a librarian in TAN and has just begun at Croydon this week, is that right?
That's right.
Well, I guess it doesn't really matter whether you're at Croydon or Panorama. Let's first of all talk about what you do in an average day. So you're a librarian. Mm-hmm. Can you give us a snapshot of what you do in a day?
A lot of what I do is things like going onto the web to find resources. Part of what my job is liaising with the various programs. So here at Croydon we've got automotive, we've got child studies, we've got graphic design, they're the big programs here. So it's liaising with the lecturers, finding out sorts of resources they want, looking at stuff on the web to find out what sort of stuff's out there that might interest them, letting them know what's out there. So the research is a big part of it. I really spend a lot of time using Google Reader. I love going onto Google Reader. It's a good way to keep up with what's happening in the library profession.
Can you tell me about Google Reader? What do you do with Google Reader?
The way I've got Google Reader set up is I've got various... I've got all of my blogs sort of organised into various categories.
These are the blogs that you read?
These are the blogs I read each day. So I've got one on general librarianship. I've got one on... on professional development, so that's mostly like the ALIA, the Australian Library Information Service website. That sort of information's in a separate folder. I've also got my hobby stuff. Mm-hmm. So I do board gaming, I play Dungeons and Dragons, so I've got and of course I don't read that at work. So I've got a separate folder for that. I've got a folder for news items. I've got a folder for, I guess, Web 2.0 stuff.
So Google Reader is an aggregator.
It's an aggregator, yes. I use Google Reader because I use Gmail. Mm-hmm. So if I swap accounts with my ISP at home, doesn't matter because I've still got the same email address. So I don't have to keep changing email addresses every time I change ISPs. So I basically use Google Reader as the aggregator, because I'm using Gmail as well.
Okay, so you spend a lot of time looking for resources for programs.
Yep, that's right. Google Reader at this point is what I use, I guess, to keep up with what people are thinking about in terms of Web 2.0 and what people are thinking of in terms of the profession generally. I like it because it's very short. I love using the aggregator because I just get the stuff sent to me. I don't have to go out and look for it. I don't have to keep remembering to go to, you know, Michael Coughlin's blog because, mm-hmm. you know, I'll get the feed sent to me automatically. I also use Delicious a lot, social bookmarking site. So I keep all of my bookmarks on Delicious.
How long have you been doing that?
Delicious I've been doing for about 18 months, I think.
So what did you do before and what made you change?
I used to have my bookmarks on the individual desktops. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I'd take the bookmarks from one desktop and I'd have to then either save them in some format or I'd save the actual URL in a Word document, take it home, have to do the whole thing at home again. Or if I was at a public computer, I'd then have to have this little floppy disk it was.
I used to email things back and forth all the time.
Yeah, I really hated doing that. So as soon as somebody pointed out Delicious to me, I thought, ah, God's sake, this is great. And again, it's good because I can organise all of my various links according to, I've got them all organised by cloud tags. So, I've got my information literacy things. In one area, so I've got URLs for individual programs. I've got general library URLs.
Do you use any of the networking capability of Delicious?
I do a bit, not as much as I'd like to. I mostly use it as a means of finding out what other people have got. Once I bookmark something, if I see other people have bookmarked a particular website, I'll go in and see what sort of stuff those people are looking at. And most of my tags and most of my URLs are public, so the other ones I've got there are like my bank one, because no one would be particularly interested in my bank account.
Sort of backtracking a bit, what did you... So you now look for resources using the net.
Yep.
What did you do before? Same job, different tools.
Different tools. We use catalogues. We still get paper catalogues coming from the various suppliers. Behind you, you'll see a tray full of catalogues that I sometimes look at, but I rarely get a chance to because sitting down, going through. Most of the catalogues from various suppliers are also on the internet. Mm-hmm. So why would I use paper if I can do that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other Web 2 tools that are part of your job? There's two parts of your job, I often think. I mean, there's what I actually have to do when I'm at TAFE, and there's all the stuff I do after hours, which have more than an incidental connection with what I do in my job.
Yeah.
So
most of the stuff I do at this point, with a lot of the stuff, because it's hard to apply it in the context we're in. We've got people who are wary of the security implications of using 2.0 stuff, we can't access stuff at work because it's firewalled. So I play around with things, like I've got a Twitter account which I haven't used probably for a few weeks now. So I play around with Twitter. I've got a few people I follow and a couple of people who follow me. I like using LibraryThing.
What's LibraryThing?
LibraryThing's essentially it's a web-based cataloguing service. You can put in the details of the books you've got in your collection, but it's also a good way of finding other people who like the same sort of stuff. So if you like historical fiction or science fiction, and you've got a good collection of a particular genre, you can put your stuff into LibraryThing. It's free for under 200 books. And I think that you can pay for a lifetime subscription for something like $28 if you've got more than 200.
Mm-hmm.
So it allows people to tag particular types of books according to their own genre tags. You can use those tags to find out what other people have got. So it's a bit like it's a social way of finding other books that might be of interest to you.
Yeah.
So I really like LibraryThing. There are small libraries that actually use LibraryThing as their main catalogue. Small specialist libraries. So I like playing around with that. Some of the Web 2.0 stuff I like playing around with things for hobbies that I'm involved in. I play board games, I play Dungeons and Dragons. So there are various websites where you find out information on particular games, but you can also write reviews and people put up variants. So there's all that sort of stuff as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you find, in terms of your colleagues, fellow librarians, are they doing similar things to you?
Some are, not many.
And are you connecting, I guess, those that are doing it? Are you actually using these tools to connect with each other, or are you all operating individually?
At the moment, the big frustrating thing for me is we tend to be operating individually, and I think that's partly because the systems that we've got, our library catalogue, the data take tools that we've got, don't sort of naturally interact with each other.
Mm-hmm.
We've got people who prefer things like, they prefer meeting face to face. They use email a bit, but that's it. I'd be really good. I'd like us, for example, to practice using a blog, even if it's just internal, so that we can keep up with what we're all doing. Between our 6 weekly meetings. And also so people can get an idea of, we can use some of these tools for this, that and the other thing. A blog might be useful. Or maybe if we all had a Twitter account and we all played around with Twitter for a while, we might find it's not useful. But I'd like to get people to play with this stuff a little bit more.
You sound like me talking about lecturers for the same reasons. And it's very much a case with this stuff, I think, until you do it, you don't understand it, and you can't appreciate the value that it might have.
Precisely.
And sure, if people say, look, I haven't got the time, I'm happy working the way I work, well, I'm not going to bully them anymore, but I think there are some advantages.
Yeah. I think for librarians too, I mean, I went to see a guy called Michael Stevens, who's a librarian in the States, and he was at a panel, and he described somebody getting up and saying, well, I don't have time to do all this. And one of he said, I can't really do this, but one of my fellow panelists pointed and said, well, look, it's your job. If you're an educator or you're a librarian, It's your job to keep up with the ways that people gather information and absorb information. How can you do your job if you don't do that? Mm. So, you know, and I guess that's a question of how do we make what we're doing a little bit less clunky? How do we streamline processes? So we do have the time to do some of this stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of the day-to-day processing. Yeah, you get a book in, you process, you put barcodes on it. That's got to be done, but, you know, that should be sort of done as little as possible so we can spend more time exploring.
Well, one more question without notice, and I've seen a couple in my time, and you might have too. Libraries without books, basically. I mean, you walk in and there's just a bank of network computers, lots of help staff on hand, and, you know, one or two shelves of books. Is that where you'd like us to head? Do you think that's where we are inevitably heading, or what?
I'd like us to keep some of the traditional stuff. I like books. I think I'd like to see us make more use of e-books, though, particularly for things like textbooks, because, you know, you order a textbook, you order 7 copies, and that's going to change next year. I'd like to see us making more use of that, and I'd also like to see better use of databases. You know, in TAFE, we subscribe to a number of good databases, and it's sort of a bit frustrating to get lecturing staff to, you know, take some of the stuff up. I'd like to see us keep books, partly because I think there's still the whole digital divide question. You are going to get people who don't have access to the stuff at home.
And they are nice to hold.
And they're nice to hold. Yeah, but I think for research, I think for education, I would like to see us move to more towards electronic resources, certainly. And, you know, maybe the traditional books in a public library setting, for example, might be more for your fiction, you know, the books that people actually like to sit down and read for leisure. So yes, I'd be certainly more comfortable with less books. When I was at Panorama, the time I was there, we probably got rid of about a third of our collection, because there was so much stuff that we could access for people online. Yeah. So if it's available online, why buy it? You know. Yeah.
We might stop there, John. I think we could keep going indefinitely, but we won't.
Oh, pity.
Well.